Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. This is Dr. Nameen from the Center for Work Life. Today, thank you for joining us. Today's show is going to be very exciting. It's going to be discussing some of the key aspects of how to make leadership and the process of work as a whole more fun and more of a play format, because as you know, for the first time in the human experience, we have now the ability to shape our own work, to have it suited the way that we live our lives instead of the other way around. So we're very lucky to be able to be living in this era, although there's a lot of unexpected events that happen around us all the time, although that we are surrounded by a lot of new experiences that are areas that we are unfamiliar with, and all of that. Regardless, it's still a period where there's a lot more freedom, and with freedom, of course, as we know, comes responsibility. So today we're going to take on the responsibility of talking about some of the key aspects of how to make leadership fun and effective at the same time. So I don't know if any of you guys have ever been involved in doing any type of testing for DISC or similar, which they basically describe your work style as opposed to your personality. A lot of you guys are familiar with your personality indexes and your background with inventories that measure personality. Well, the DISC has a component of personality, but at the same time, it is more job-related and interaction and communication-related. So, for example, one of the categories that the DISC looks at is the concept of an creator. So this particular type of individual is a big thinker. They're very project and business-oriented. They're very much into coming up with new ideas and brainstorming and inventions. And they get the majority of their wealth from being able to create new products and businesses that, and, you know, in managing people, they have to always keep that in mind because of the fact that a lot of times, because they're so inventive, they may forget about the ups and downs that every individual may be going through, the difficulties that they're going through, and they may be very much into the innovation space and forget about the people aspect. How is that important into today's topic? Because of the fact that, again, we're talking about the process of leadership and how to make that more of a fun-oriented environment. So, for example, in one of our most recent blogs, we talked about Jeff Bezos, the executive at Amazon. And as you guys know, Amazon was recently in talks with Whole Foods, and they took over Whole Foods. So now there's a whole new arena of the food industry that Amazon owns, and it's going to be witnessing potential exponential growth in that area. And so the reason we are talking about that is because specifically Jeff Bezos falls into the category of a mechanic. So within the inventory that we were just talking about, he's considered a mechanic. And why and how is that important? Well, the mechanic type of individual is a type of individual that they are very good with coming up with better ways of doing things. So they're very process-oriented, but not necessarily process-oriented because of the virtue of it, but more in the process orientation aspect of simplification in order to make it more detail-oriented. So Jeff Bezos and his particular industry is a unique character because of his background being in farming. A lot of people don't know that about him, but his background is in fact in farming, and although he has a tremendous amount of education, what has definitely shaped his personality and style of work and management is his farming experience and how he is able to take different models and make them into simple ideas. So in today's show, what I wanted to make sure that I get across to you all is the fact that work does not necessarily have to be the same old. It necessarily needs to be more innovative, and the innovation needs to come from process orientation and improvement, more in the process aspect of not just doing what's necessary, but looking down the line and looking at what your vision is for your business and growing that. We'll talk about this more next time. Just today was more of an introduction to the concept. I hope that you will join me next time on this podcast. And thank you for joining me. Have a wonderful day.